In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain the sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. In Adya, Latin for fasting is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the Providence, in Adiyats, people who follow a food-free lifestyle can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as Pratharians, Solarians, Waterians or Pranarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life as our benevolent Creator has designed for us are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on Earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you, may hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part one of our program, Dr. Moni Vittal, A Lifestyle of True Freedom on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism or living without eating food and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Last week, we traveled to India to meet Sri Sahaj Munji Maharaj, a high-minded Jain monk who lived on prana for 1 year to promote world peace. Today, we travel to the United States to meet Dr. Moni Vittal, author of Life Unlimited and Ageless Living, Freedom from the Culture of Death. Dr. Vittal lived food-free for 18 months.
You see, breatharianism, the way I see it, for me it was, it's knowing that I am the boss. I can control who I am.
As a child, Dr. Vittal had the propensity to be a liberal thinker, questioning the world around him.
I was born in Iraq. We moved to Israel with my family as a 5 years old. And I grew up there in Israel.
What was life like growing up?
Everything is traditions. A tradition is the first word and the last word. And so I opted not to be part of that tradition, in a sense, food-wise, thinking-wise, you know, like behavior-wise, too. I was more independent. at five even, I mean, at just very young age, I realized that, you know, it's all about conditioning, and I could not accept that conditioning. Even then, growing up, I realized everybody has to be molded by the culture and has to be exactly the same. Otherwise, you're an aberrant. Something wrong with you. Right. And, yeah, and so, you know, I took the other way. I always wanted to know what's missing.
As a result of his open-mindedness and inquisitive nature, Dr. Vital readily accepted the possibility of a lifestyle without food.
I met a friend of mine, her name is Jasmuheen, and she wrote a great book called Pranic Nourishment, or Living on Light. It's another title for that book.
Right.
And I read it like five times, and everything she says in her book, it's absolutely 100% correct and true. Mm-hmm. Because I lived through that when I quit eating, and I know she's right. Yeah, it was perfect. And, so when I met her, and she asked, who's quitting? And I said, I raised my hand, and I said, me. So I said, one, and I said, today. And that was it.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Between Master and Disciples will return in just a moment. Welcome back to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Let's continue with our feature on Dr. Moni Vital, a lifestyle of true freedom. Once Dr. Vital made the decision to become food free, the transitioning process was surprisingly smooth sailing.
I didn't have to go through the process of quitting because there's a 21-day process normally.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do all that because I didn't have any baggage, I didn't have any issues you know, to clear up, you know, my family, my father, mother, you know, all the conditioning. I didn't have all this stuff. I already worked on all these issues.
Mm-hmm.
So once I decided, it was over, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't want to even drink water for a while. And I was working while doing it, you know. I mean.
So did you notice any difference in your body as far as did you lose weight or, you know, what was your body's reaction to you deciding to do this?
Well, I mean, I knew what's going to happen. You know, this is not, you know, a shot in the dark.
Right.
You know, I knew every step of the way because I read in her
books.
And, I mean, I knew myself, too. You know, I mean, everything was right.
Nevertheless, as his body experienced the detoxification process during the first week, Dr. Vital noted some physical changes.
So the first 3 days, you lose a lot of weight, and a lot of toxicity comes out of your body. Your blood is very toxic. Mm-hmm. When you pee, it's going to be burning because toxicity is leaving your body for the first week. But the first 3 days is major because you're dropping off all kind of stuff that you accumulated through life.
Right.
And you need to sleep. You know, you sleep like an hour or two, and then you're okay for another 8 hours, and then around the clock. You don't get tired, really. There's no tire. You know, if you don't eat, you have no energy to waste.
Right.
So the first 3 days was the most you lose. And then your body, you know, kicks in and starts using the fat, and you lose. I lost about 13 pounds total. And then you go to a place where it's optimal weight. The body knows. You don't have to tell them anything.
Right.
No. So you lose what you don't need, and then you stay. But the key here, exercising. You have to exercise. You have to be in good shape, you know. Mm-hmm. You do it on purpose, and you look good, you feel good, you exercise every day. I mean, all day long, you know, I mean, you have all the time to exercise.
After his body had readjusted to its optimal state, Dr. Vital began to derive benefits from his food-free lifestyle.
You have more energy and more power, physical power, than when you eat.
Wow.
Yeah. So in the gym, I would do 10 times more things harder than I did before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you felt better.
Oh, you feel better. It's an amazing feeling.
Yeah.
In fact, Dr. Vital believes that the consumption of food generally is counterproductive to optimal health.
You see, when people eat, food is the number one energy sucker out of your physical body. Mm-hmm. Every time you eat, the food will shut down systems in your body to process that food. See, that's why we have siestas in the world. Why do you think
After you eat, they have to go to sleep.
Yeah, why do you think they do that? You know, mm-hmm. It's become a social thing, you know, because they overeat, the body shut down, they have to sleep for an hour or two to allow the body to process the food while they're sleeping. So many systems shut down while the stomach is working. Mm-hmm. So if you don't eat, you don't have that issue. You don't have the issue of feeding yourself, processing the food, and elimination. All those three is not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you don't waste any energy.
Wow.
The real energy that you do, it's from breathing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think that your food is the one who's keeping you alive, it's a big mistake. Because everything done in your body is in your lungs, not in your stomach. Your stomach is secondary.
Thank you, Earth-friendly viewers, for your joyous presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Join us again next week when we return with Dr. Moni Vital, A Lifestyle of True Freedom. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up after Noteworthy News. We wish you an abundance of blessing from heaven. For more information, or to acquire a copy of Dr. Moni Vital's books, please visit www.physicalimmortality.net.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.